Through the Bible. Chapter 3. A Brief History of Worldly Kingdoms. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and man upon the earth to inhabit it forever. For thus says the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he has established it, he created it not in vain, he formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. God's works were there for man to enjoy, and God's rest for him to enter into, and there abide forevermore. And God blessed the seventh day, and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. And he said unto them, The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, As I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spoke in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, And God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. But the man forsook his glorious privileges and fell from his high estate. Yet the Lord gave himself to redeem man from his sin and loss. And even from this gift of redemption there was such a departure and such a fall that the flood was the only remedy. In Noah and his family God again started mankind and the world in the right path, and with those who knew his way. And again, when man had multiplied upon the earth, there was a forsaking of the way of the Lord for the ways of sin, and a forsaking of him as true God and only king for idols as gods and man as king in the place of God. Nimrod, the exceedingly impious rebel, an overbearing tyrant in Jehovah's sight, was the first to establish this idolatrous, rebellious, tyrannical, monarchical, and imperial order of things. Nimrod began to be a mighty one in the earth. He was the first mighty one, the first to assert monarchical and imperial power, the first to assert human authority by force, compelling all to recognize his dominion and his authority, hunting, pursuing, and persecuting all who desired still to worship God and have him as their king. And Cush begot Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord, wherefore it is said, Even as Nimrod the mighty hunter before the Lord. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, and Erech, and Akkad, and Calneh, in the land of Shinar. Out of that land went forth Ashur, and built Nineveh, and the city Rehoboth, and Calah, and Rezin between Nineveh and Calah, the same as a great city. However, Nimrod's assertion of dominion and authority was totally different in principle as well as in operation from the dominion of God. The sovereignty of God is primarily over persons, over the minds, the hearts, the souls, of people, in a loving fellowship and joyous liberty that sanctifies, enlightens, and ennobles. Nimrod's asserted sovereignty was primarily over territory, and secondarily over men, and as the consequence of their happening to be in the territory. For men as men he cared nothing at all. Territory, dominion, and authority over territory, lordship, ownership, and monopoly of territory, this was primarily the direction taken by Nimrod's monarchical and imperialistic ambition, and it followed as a necessary consequence that the people who happened to be within the territorial bounds of his ambition must acknowledge him as only Lord and only King, and must pay tribute and all obedience and allegiance to him. Therefore, with the setting up of Nimrod's kingdom, the entire ancient world entered a new historical phase. His reign introduced to the world a new system of relations between the governor and the governed. The authority of former rulers had rested upon the feeling of kindred, and the ascendancy of the chief was an image of parental control. Nimrod, on the contrary, was a sovereign of territory, and of men just so far as they were its inhabitants, and irrespective of personal ties. Hitherto there had been tribes and large family society. Now there was a nation, a political community, the state. The political and social history of the world henceforth are distinct, if not divergent. Nimrod extended his empire, established his dominion, and enforced his will and authority over all the Mesopotamian plain, from Erech to Nineveh. But that empire failed, fell, and became nothing. Yet others followed readily the way of Nimrod in the Mesopotamian plain. The first was that of Chaldea, after which Elam by Chedorlaomer arose to power and spread her empire not only over all the Mesopotamian plain from Uar to Nineveh, but also over all the country westward to the mountains of Lebanon and the river Jordan. This empire King Chedorlaomer held for 12 years. But the 13th year there was revolt in the west, and the 14th year came Chedorlaomer, and the kings that were with him, to put down the rebellion. They came as far as to Sodom and Gomorrah, and defeated the four kings of the plain of the Jordan. But on their return to the east laden with the spoil, and with Lot as prisoner, Abram followed and effected a night surprise and an overwhelming defeat, and the empire of Chedorlaomer was at an end. Next arose Egypt to world power, and by invasion and slaughter extended her empire over all people and countries from Ethiopia to Asia Minor and to Elam. This extensive empire was maintained about 300 years, when it, too, was broken to pieces. Next arose the power of Assyria, and by repeated invasion and merciless slaughter she spread her empire over all countries from Elam and Asia Minor to Ethiopia. For 400 years Assyria held imperial and terrorizing sway, when her empire and her very existence as a power were annihilated. Along with the verses listed, see also the whole book of Nahum. O Assyrian, the rod of my anger, and the staff in their hand is my indignation. For he said, by the strength of my hand I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I am prudent, and I have removed the bounds of the people, and have robbed their treasures, and I have put down the inhabitants like a valiant man, and my hand has found as a nest the riches of the people, and as one gathers eggs that are left, have I gathered all the earth, and there was none that moved the wing, or opened the mouth, or peeped. And he will stretch out his hand against the north, and destroy Assyria, and will make Nineveh a desolation, and dry like a wilderness. And flocks shall lie down in the midst of her, all the beasts of the nations, both the cormorant and the bittern shall lodge in the upper lintels of it. Their voice shall sing in the windows. Desolation shall be in the thresholds, for he shall uncover the cedar work. This is the rejoicing city that dwelt carelessly, that said in her heart, I am, and there is none beside me. How has she become a desolation, a place for beasts to lie down in? Every one that passes by her shall hiss, and wag his hand. Then came Babylon, the hammer of the whole earth, smiting the nations, in wrath with a stroke. This continued for 80 years, when in the wild orgy of reckless intemperance and irreligion of Belshazzar's feast the power of Babylon sank forever. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut asunder and broken? How has Babylon become a desolation among the nations? Take up this proverb against the king of Babylon, and say, how has the oppressor ceased? The golden city ceased. The Lord has broken the staff of the wicked, and the scepter of the rulers. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he that ruled the nations in anger, is persecuted, and none hinders. Next came upon the stage of the world the power of Media over Persia. 200 years Persia held sway, the latter half of which time murderous men and violent, intriguing women strove for the mastery in a system of almost the very desperation of wickedness. And Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years old. And when he has taken away the multitude, his heart shall be lifted up, and he shall cast down many 10,000s, but he shall not be strengthened by it. Then said he, do you know wherefore I come unto you? And now will I return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I am gone forth, lo, the prince of Grecia shall come. Next, following the marvelous example of Alexander, the rapid energy of the Greeks filled the stage of empire for 150 years, till again the transgressions were come to the full, when this power and empire also sank forever. And the rough goat is the king of Grecia, and the great horn that is between his eyes is the first king. Now that being broken, whereas four stood up for it, four kingdoms shall stand up out of the nation, but not in his power. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance, and understanding dark sentences, shall stand up. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. But he that comes against him shall do according to his own will, and none shall stand before him, and he shall stand in the glorious land, which by his hand shall be consumed. Then came a new order of things in the way of empire government of the people. A republic. A people had risen who had repudiated kings and kingships, and all that pertained to them, asserting that men were capable of governing themselves, and needed no such expensive luxury as kings to be over them, to exact of them tribute, and to oppress and abuse them. This was Rome. Thus arose a world power and empire, different from all that were before it, Daniel 7 verse 7, and diverse from all kingdoms. While this was true as to principle and form, In character and in practice, it proved to be the same old imperial despotism and tyranny, only intensified. This empire continued for 500 years, when it, too, filled the measure of iniquity, and fell in annihilating ruin. And in those times there shall many stand up against the king of the south. Also the children of robbers shall exalt themselves to establish the vision, but they shall fall. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth. It devoured and broke in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, and his nails of brass, which devoured break in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down, and break it in pieces. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of trees was burned up, and all green grass was burned up. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood, and the third part of the creatures which were in the sea, and had life, died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers, and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood, and the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters, because they were made bitter. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld, and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, 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 to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound. Empire was gone, government of the people republic was gone, and 10 kingdoms occupied the stage. It had 10 horns, and the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. But again the story of imperial ambition was repeated through a long succession of 1300 years, when again there came a new order of things. Again there arose a people who repudiated kings and kingship and all that pertained to them, asserting that men are capable of governing themselves, and need no such expensive luxury as kings to be over them, etc., etc. Again from this new order of things there arose a world power expanding into empire as before, following the same course as the others, and finally to come to the same end as all the others, and with all the others of its time and its day. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. And he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he does great wonders, so that he makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceives them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword, and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand, or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Revelation 13 verses 11 to 17. And I saw 3 unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world, to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches, and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth, and their armies, gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse, and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. You saw till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and broke them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold, broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them, and the stone that smote the image became a great mountain, and filled the whole earth. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Forasmuch as you saw that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it broke in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God has made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. Please follow carefully this study through the Bible, verifying it by the scriptures, and you will be better prepared to study the Bible.